the keys to empathy. Empathy is one of our greatest interpersonal skills because it allows us to have better communication with people around us and increases our understanding of others. We know empathy can simply mean to put ourselves in the other person's shoes, but it can also mean to take an active role in getting to know the people around you and treating them with the respect they deserve. Listening and paying attention. We all know that there is a difference between hearing and listening, but yet we still seem to confuse the two when we communicate with other people. Listening is considered a skill, so like any other skill, it must be implemented and strengthened. Listening allows for you to understand what the person is talking about and register what they are trying to communicate. Building better listening skills starts with learning to pay attention when someone speaks and actively listening to what they are saying. Key tips to help accomplish this are to give your attention to the person by facing them and making eye contact. Turn off any cell phones or pagers or remove any items from the area that can distract you and make you lose focus. You'll find that you will catch more of what the person is saying and be able to retain more. Paying attention and building better listening skills can show support for the other person and build rapport with them. Tips for better listening skills. Remove any distractions. Make eye contact with the person speaking. Nod your head periodically. Ask for follow-up details or information. Ask the person to repeat anything you may have missed. Don't judge. No matter how many times we hear the old phrase, "Don't judge people," or "It's not our place to judge," we more than likely find ourselves doing it anyway. We just don't want to admit it. Whether subconsciously or not, we still find ourselves judging those around us, whether it is based on their clothes, job title, the way we talk or walk, gender, hair color, skin color, etc. When someone is speaking or completes a task, what do you think in your head? Do you automatically make comments on how their assignment was too easy or the way they speak is subpar to the group? Of course, you would never say this out loud or tell them directly, but in your mind, you've already made up your mind about them. Thoughts like this can cause us to judge people more and more, which can create barriers between people and lose connections and chances to network over time. Every person has an inside person and an outside person. We see the outside person every day and try to form our own opinions without seeing everything first. Don't forget that there is an inside person as well that has an entirely different side. Shift your view. Empathy is simply defined as putting yourself in another person's shoes and seeing things from their point of view. When communicating with another person, think about how it would feel to be in their shoes and do the things they have to do. How would you feel if you had to complete their assignment in the weekly meeting, or if you have to conduct a speech in front of hundreds of people? Shifting your view does not mean that you have to entirely give up your opinions and what you think. It involves taking a few minutes to stop and reflect on the actions and words of the other person and picturing yourself in their situation. Think about what it would be like to stand in their shoes in the conference room or in front of the new manager. By doing this, we can better understand why they may act or speak a certain way and what can drive them to do what they do. By showing empathy, you are able to connect with this person and create an important relationship to have in the workplace. Don't show fake emotions. In social situations, it is never a good idea to fake our emotions or how we feel toward others. Of course, this does not mean we have full permission to start tearing into people and ripping them to shreds if we didn't like their recent speech. But if you are not entirely happy about something in the group or feel anxious about something else, it is not a good idea to fake a smile or laugh just to appear happy. This fakeness will more than likely be detected, which can offend others around you or even make them feel insecure. Instead, be honest about how you feel and show honest concern for your peers. Be tactful if delivering negative feedback and offer helpful tips for improvement or changes. Although they may not accept your true feelings at first and may even seem angry about it, in the end, they will appreciate the fact that you were honest with them and didn't show a mask of fake emotions with them. Case study. Donald realized he was not connecting well with his other coworkers. Some of his coworkers were upset about the new workload, so he thought this would be a good time to show empathy and connect with some of them. He approached Brad and asked him how he felt about the new changes. Donald listened as Brad expressed anger about it and ranted about the overtime. Although Donald thought he may have been overreacting, he didn't mention these feelings out loud because he didn't want to judge Brad. Then Donald genuinely told him how he could see his point about the stress of having so much extra work to do and offered his support if he needed help. Brad thanked him for the offer and then asked if Donald wanted to grab some lunch before heading back to work. Paying more attention builds better what? Focus abilities, listening skills, attention spans, sitting endurances,